home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Spring is in the air, and that means it's time for baseball and softball on Hoosierland TV. Get ready for exciting varsity action as the girls take the field for softball and the boys step up to the plate for baseball all season long. Every pitch, every hit, every big play, covered live with play-by-play from Don Stock and Kyle Etherington, bringing you the energy, the insight, and the hometown excitement you won't want to miss. From rivalry matchups to key conference showdowns, Hoosierland TV is your home for spring sports coverage. Grab your Cracker Jack and tune in to cheer on your favorite teams, because the season starts now. Varsity, softball, and baseball live on Hoosierland TV. Tune in to Hoosierland TV for May 7th at 5:30 p.m. Boys Baseball, Rossville versus Carroll. Brought to you by Welty Exteriors, Jerry's Body Shop, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Wampler Services Incorporated, Norman & Miller Eye Care, Winsky Brothers, Encompass Credit Union, Barrett Farms Express, The Farmers Bank, Fiberhawk, Tier 1 Meat Company, Fire Pizza, and Frankfort Moose Lodge.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Thanks to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by
Man Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, Jerry's Body Shop, Lanin's Furniture and Mattress, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services LLC, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Gendt Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Food, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center.
We have a couple of guests in studio now. Hannah Daniels is the youth educator for the Clinton County Purdue Extension, and Isaac Chavez is the program assistant there. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How you doing? Good. Isaac, how you doing over there?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having us this morning. How are you guys?
We're doing good. How's baseball going as well?
Baseball's going really well. We're on a 7-game win streak. We play Western tonight, and the team's doing pretty well. We threw our first perfect game in FBC history last week.
Really?
So things are going really well. Boys are having a really good time.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's pretty exciting.
It is.
I love it because you guys, I can talk to youth about anything. We can talk sports. We can talk whatever. And so that's the one thing. It's fun to have you guys in. So we're going to ask Hannah first. Hannah, this is May 7th.
It is May 7th.
And we are just really about 2 months away. Uh-huh. From the fair.
Yep. It's coming up fast, and I mean, our office is doing a great job pulling everything together, and we're getting there.
We can hardly hear you.
It's county fair. Yep. So it's county fair time. This is our busy time. So you have any questions or need any assistance, reach out to us because we're here to help.
You shouldn't have said that.
I know. Ring. I know. It's our job, and we're here to help our youth, and we love doing it, too.
I know you are. And you have a big day coming up next Friday.
Yep.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yep. So May 15th, all of our livestock exhibitors, it's an important date for you. If you don't know this date, I would put it into your calendar. This is when your animals have to be enrolled on 4-H online. So for pigs, we got to know that RFID tag, what breed you're bringing, your ear notches, what gender, those types of things. Each species has a different requirement, so if you don't know what those requirements are, you need to be reaching out. Our next ID day is May 14th from 6 to 8 p.m.
So that's a week from today.
Yep, a week from today, and that will be your last chance to get any of those tags for sheep, goats, and cattle that are needed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how is it looking for numbers at the fair this year? Is it too early to tell because we haven't done this part yet?
Yep, it's too early to tell. A lot of people usually wait a little closer to May 15th, probably about. We have, I want to say, about 100 animals already enrolled in 4-H online, but that number will go up to 500, 600, 700 by next Friday. So
my question to you is, next Friday, do you just sit there with a bunch of caffeine and Tylenol at your desk just answer the phone? And
yeah, and one thing, I know not everyone works a 8-to-4 job where they can enroll their animals during that time. So I always stay after. I'll send out an email to our 4-H members. But next week, I'll stay after a couple days just so if you need to come in and get assistance. I have my work cell, and I will have it on until 11:59 p.m. on May 15th. And then you call me and need help at 11:50, I'll answer and help you out. But
that's very brave of you.
Yes,
I know.
But I would rather take care of it than wait till that next Monday and the kids have complications and maybe not even be able to show. So.
Right. No, I understand.
Yep.
And so talk about the other projects. I know that we're talking this specifically is for livestock, but how are you seeing with other projects? Do we still have lots of numbers and the kids are still enrolling for those? Is it past the enrollment date? Because it's so different than it used to be.
Yeah, so we're still in the enrollment process phase. So basically, as long as you have your enrollment the day before pre-fair judging for building projects, you can bring something to the county fair. We do encourage our members to try to sign up by May 15th so we can get an idea about what you are bringing, what we could possibly have, so we can start setting up the display blueprint for the building. But we won't really know until July 1st what is potentially coming to the fair.
And how do you decide what goes? I think everything now is in the 4-H building for 4-H projects because the old Clinton Hall is community projects. Is that correct?
Correct. Okay. So everything 4-H is in the 4-H building. It's now the Premier Crop Insurance building. We're excited to have that new sponsor this year and grateful for them working with the Fair Council and getting those ties pulled together for our community. And then all of our home ec, so our extension homemakers, their projects are in the Clinton Hall.
We'll talk about the change of name a little bit. That's pretty exciting, and that's a new thing for the fair this year.
Yeah, so Premier Crop Insurance, they are what is now the 4-H building. They took over the naming rights of that building. I'm not sure how the wording is on the show arena. I know it is the Scott Walker Memorial. I'm not sure how they ended up with the actual name, but that was in memory of Scott Walker, who was a big advocate for 4-H, and his grandkids are in 4-H, and we're excited to have them have the legacy of being able to show in that arena.
That is quite a legacy with that family. Yes. I mean, talk about grandma, grandpa, mom and dad, kids, grandkids, great-grandkids. It is a long legacy of folks, and that's really awesome that they were able to honor him in that way.
Yes, and then we have FBI. They were able to help us put up one of the barns last year, the open-sided barns for the fair, and so they were able to get the naming rights for the barn that they put up, too. So that's exciting as well.
That is very exciting.
Yes.
So talk a little bit, if you haven't been out there, there's a beautiful open side barn.
Yes.
And it's going
to
stay an open side barn, is my understanding correct?
As of right
now,
yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And do we have anything else coming to the fairgrounds? Any other barns or anything?
Not that I know of right now. So last year, they opted to put up two open sided buildings. So the FBI one, and then there's still naming rights in discussion for the
That's
other open sided one.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yep.
Okay, so.
So. That one, if you have interest, reach out to the Fair Council. I know they've talked to a few people, and I talked to them last night about another potential option if we can go that way. So if you're interested, reach out.
All right. Let's talk about some of the things coming up here, and we don't want to leave Isaac out as well. So I'll let you guys talk about how you want to progress here.
Talk about summer camp.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk summer camp. Kids love camp.
They are, and I'm new to it, so they're. I don't know what's being teased, what's a joke, what's... I'm just prepared for all of it.
Whatever's going to happen, you're just ready for it. You better sleep with one eye open if you're going to camp, buddy.
That's right. We're going to Camp Tecumseh. I haven't been since I was a kid, I've heard there's been a lot of changes. I went toward later when I was in high school. And have noticed they started progressing toward that. So just hearing more, I'm kind of excited to see what it looks like now and getting to be there with the kids and being there to experience it as an adult and kind of, you know, being there. Like I went through the programs with, I think it was like Suncrest Elementary or maybe it was Frankfort Middle School. But I'm very much looking forward to being back there.
Well, you have a camp counselor meeting coming up next week as well as, no, actually there's two of them. Depends on the county, I guess. So if somebody wants to be a camp counselor, they need to attend either one or both of these meetings. Is that the deal?
Yeah, they can attend. Well, the one for here is May 13th. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
May 13th. So if you're definitely interested in at least helping our Clinton County kiddos, that would be the one to go to for sure in this area for Clinton County.
So what kinds of things do the kids do at camp? I went to 4-H camp when I was a kid. I remember it. And we had a great time. I mean, there were all kinds of little projects and things for us to do. So what do the kids look forward to when they do go to camp?
Well, one thing that I'm going to be assigned to is, well, with being a coach by default, they assign me to the sports.
Right.
So I'll be there with kiddos. I don't know what sport we'll be working on, but I'll just be kind of there with whatever instructor they have and just kind of help assisting what kids we have. So I know we're going to do some sports. Hannah, help me out here on what camp does look like since this is my first time going. Let us know what a day might look like.
Yep. So it ranges from all 4-H projects that you can think of. We have nature. We have outdoor safety. This was a new one we added last year, and the kids loved it. They learned how to build a fire, how to cook s'mores on the fire properly.
That's awesome.
It was a great time. I was in the nature one, which was really awesome. Amy Webster, our A&R, was with us too. And we talked the gentleman that runs the nature center there to bring out some animals that they have back there because they have live animals at their center. And he brought out a snake, and Amy was out of the building. She does not like snakes. But we took them on a nature hike. They played, I can't remember what they called it, one of the campers. The great thing about our session was they can look at all the different things in the nature center, but then we also play a game with them at the end, and we let the kids pick the game. And it was some, like, we turn off the lights, and two people have a flashlight, and I don't remember what it was actually called, but it was so much fun, and they had a great time. We have crafts as well. We have canoeing, archery, so that's one. Shooting sports is one of our
projects.
And how
long do they stay at camp?
So they stay for 3 days. So they arrive on Wednesday and head home on Friday. So, yeah. We got two nights with them, and we have a lot of chaperones, parents that are coming to help out. I know Isaac's going, and I talked my husband into going too, and I thought it was going to be very difficult to talk him into it, but as soon as I mentioned it, he's like, yeah, I'll go.
Oh,
so I'm like, sweet, got that down. Because finding male chaperones is really hard.
Oh, I get that, yes.
So we're really excited about having camp this year, especially with the transition through the state of new requirements that we have to follow. And we're just very blessed to have an awesome camp. And Camp Tecumseh is doing a great job of renovating and keeping up what they need to facilitate us and other people.
So are you the only county there, or are there, that's what I was hoping you'd say.
So
still other counties.
Yep. So it's Clinton, Carroll, White, Pulaski, Miami, Cass, and Howard. I believe that's, I might have missed one. But we have, I believe it's 250 kids going, campers. So it'll be fun.
That is a lot of fun. Again, our guests are Hannah Daniels and Isaac Chavez, both with Purdue Extension, mm-hmm. and we're talking about fair and camp and all things kind of 4-H as we're nearing the fair. So what else do we need to talk about? Camp is coming up, and do you still need counselors, or are you guys pretty good at this point?
So we're actually all good on counselors.
Okay.
We have them all those spots filled. And so these two camp counselor meetings that we have, we split it up because we try to make equal drive times for all of our camp counselors that we have. So those guys, they know which one they're going to. If they can't go to one, they can go to the other. So they are selected. I believe we have 6 this year, 3 boys and 3 girls going.
Awesome. Yeah, that is a great experience.
Yes.
I see Isaac over there has Mini 4-H Day Camp. Isaac, you want to tell us about Mini 4-H Day Camp?
Yeah, I'll kind of tell you a little bit from what I know. This is kind of like Hannah's thing, and with me being new, everything's kind of a learning curve for me. So this is one of those things I'm getting my full grasp on. But Mini 4-H Day Camp is catered to work, you know, the little kiddos who are working to pretty much just be a part of 4-H, and that is it third grade and below? No, kindergarten through second grade, and then after they go through Mini 4-H, they're able to become regular 4-Hers. So this is a Mini 4-H Day Camp, because we just talked about camp for the older kids. This is kind of a time that's catered to them, and they get to be a part of different kinds of activities, from, you know, opening books to arts and crafts, getting their finger painting or anything that they want to do that's creative along those lines. We also have some fun. We play some games. I don't know what games are in store with these kiddos, but I'm sure we're going to have some fun and see what they like. Probably some puzzles and stuff like that. And we just have a good time. We'll play some music. We'll dance. Very similar to what Junior Leaders does, but on a smaller
sure.
scale.
And when is that coming up?
That is on June 23rd. So right now, we kind of, when did this go out? Kind of last week or so. So we are kind of getting the word out at this point. So I'm kind of glad we could highlight that and get those Mini 4-Hers going and get them some time to have some fun as well.
I know there's a QR code on the sheet here, but if for some reason somebody can't get the QR code, do they just call the extension office and it's still 659-6380? That is a number if you're a 4-H parent, you will never forget.
Yes.
So I just wanted to make sure. Okay, excellent. So that sounds fun. I mean, a day just, and it's from 9 o'clock until 3. So you guys are taking the whole day. Do they have to take lunch or anything, or do you guys provide that, or how does that work?
Nope, we provide lunch for them. I always try to get some different fruits and vegetables out there too. So they'll have their main meal, but then they'll also have some snacks throughout the day. Unless they have an allergen to whatever we are providing, we do make accommodations for that, but they're always welcome to bring their own lunch too if they prefer that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a fun day. What else do we have coming up that everybody needs to kind of get on their calendars and that they need to know about here in the near future? Because obviously mm-hmm. there are things that are going to happen next month, getting ready for the fair especially. But what do we need to know that's coming up pretty quickly?
Yeah, so livestock ID day, that's next week. If you're going to state fair, you got to have those DNA hair samples turned in by 11:59 p.m. on that Friday too. So we have our drop box there in front of the extension office. So if you can't make it in before 4 p.m., you can put them in there, and we'll make sure we'll get them right at 8 a.m. on that Monday, the 18th, I believe. Yes. That is a huge one that should be drilled into your head if you are an older 4-H member, especially, because I say it multiple times.
Well, is there something happening tonight?
Yep. So tonight we actually have our QLC training. So this is quality livestock care. This is required for all meat type animal showman. So if you're going to show poultry, if you're going to show rabbits, pigs, sheep, goats, cattle, you have to attend one of these, or YQCA, so that's Youth Quality Livestock Care. But that's an online program, and you have to pay $12 to attend that. If you come to QLC, it is free for any Clinton County 4-H member.
So. I think people, you know, don't realize if they're not in 4-H that the kids actually do have to take some testing.
Yes.
to be, you know, the other myth I would like to dispel is, oh, the parents do all the work. That, in fact, is not true. And this proves that these kids have to come and take this and learn about it themselves and know how to take care of their animal properly.
And this year, we're talking about animal safety and handling, which is a big, like, it was probably one of my favorite things to teach when I was at Lebanon as a high school ag teacher. And we're also talking about zoonotic diseases. So those diseases that can pass from animals to humans and humans to animals. And not a lot of people realize those things, like, you know, ringworm, that's a big thing in sheep and cattle and goats. And, you know, if
been there, done that.
Yep. It's just like with wrestling and I know basketball and football, you can get it too.
Oh,
and,
got it from a tree, mowing one time.
Yep.
I had a scratch, and then it turned into some ringworm on my ankle.
Yep. It's the same for animals. Like, it can pass from your animal to you, and how do we help control that and keep it from spreading?
So. Well, that's certainly in the news right now with the ship that's been, you know, have those poor people on there that are trying to figure out what to do with all of them. So I think that's certainly teach them early. Those things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one of those things where, you know, at some point, your animal is going to get sick, and we need to know how to take care of them. Luckily, that this program helps walk you through as much as possible, but always reach out to your local veterinarian and our A&R educator, Amy. If you have questions, we'll help navigate those for you.
Now, you work a lot with Carroll County,
and that's
because we also share one of your staffers.
Yes.
Yep. So talk about the Conservation Day camp that's coming up.
Yeah, so this is the second one that I will have attended. Last year, we flip-flopped. So 1 year is in Carroll. This year, it'll be in Clinton at Camp Colum. We have a lot of different things planned. We're super excited about it. I'm excited about the creek one, where we're going to go down and look at some different microorganisms in the creek, and it's a great time. It's for second through sixth grade 4-H members. We have it open to 30 kiddos. I think we have 14 signed up right now, so we're almost halfway there getting those signed up. So if you're interested in it, I highly encourage you to get on 4-H online and register for that event as soon as possible.
Yeah, it's coming up May 26th,
yep.
So they have time, but yet I think people are still thinking school right now, but actually we kind of got to start thinking about, you know, just after school as well, because these camps, once people realize, oh, I want to get my, then sometimes it's too late.
Right.
So they do need to get, what's the date they have to sign up by that one? Or is it just in, as long as you've got room?
As long as we got room, until it fills up, we will accept them. Yep.
Okay. I like this one. Let's talk about this as well.
Oh, yes. Stock the Trailer. This is one I'm super excited about. Our junior leaders have been doing a great job with promoting this. That second page in our newsletter, it's got a whole bunch of different items of what you can donate to Stock the Trailer, from personal items to school supplies and food items, pet supplies. We did end up at, so I actually stole this from one of my former students. They did a project where they created an Amazon wish list and sent it out to people, because sometimes it's hard to make it in and to help out. And if they wanted to, they could go on Amazon, or we did a Walmart one too, and they can scan the QR codes or search our registry, and they can actually order it, and it'll ship straight to the extension office. So they don't even have to worry about.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah.
So, and this is for anybody. Anyone can donate to this.
Anyone can donate.
And this is to help Stock the Trailer to fight hunger and for pets as well in Clinton County. So anyone can donate. But they also have personal items. Mm-hmm. If you'd like that list, is there someplace on the website they can see the list as well?
So it is on our Facebook page.
Okay, on the Facebook page.
Yep.
But this Stock the Trailer, and how long is this program going on?
We go all the way through fair. So July 18th will be our last day collecting food.
And things like toothpaste, body wash, Shampoo, deodorant, mm-hmm. feminine products, socks and underwear are always a big thing. Food mm-hmm. items, fruit juice, baked items, beans, boxed items, canned fish and meat, canned fruit and vegetables, cereal, pet supplies, of course, dog food, cat litter, cat and dog toys, bottled water, canned soups and stews, mm-hmm. anything you can kind of really imagine that doesn't go bad.
And one awesome thing this year, I actually had a junior leader that was awarded a grant to help with this, and she decided she wanted to make weekend snack packs for elementary kids so that on a Friday they can take home a snack pack if they need it to help with food insecurity on the weekends. And it's something she's very passionate and excited about, and it's going to help feed into our Stock the Trailer, and we're going to she's going to do great with it. She's got this big long plan, and if you know anything about filling out grants, they're tedious and it takes a while.
Yeah.
And
kudos to that person. Yes.
Yeah, we got those, and I'm hoping over the summer, either June or July, I can bring her on the radio with me.
Okay, so we'll be looking forward to that.
Yes.
Madam Carol trip, woo woo, going on the boat.
Yes. This is one too that Carol Junior Leaders, they publish this to the entire state. So kids across all of Indiana, as long as you're in 4-H, are able to attend. It's the 6th through 12th grade, 4-H members. It is on June 8th, I believe. Yes. And that, like, it's a great time. We went last year, and the kids had a blast. It was a nice, cool night, so it wasn't super hot, so they were dancing all night long.
Oh,
they were
neat.
Playing games. It was a great time. And it's always fun to see them interact with kids that are in Clinton County. They're across the state.
Sure. Registration, by the way, deadline is June 5th on that. So if you'd like more information, check with them at the Extension office. And again, our guests today are Hannah Daniels and Isaac Chavez from the Purdue Extension office. Before we talk about one other thing I really want to hit before we get done here today, you want to talk about the Clinton and Carol Rabbit Ambassador contest?
This is one that we do pair with Carol again with. This is an awesome contest on June 13th. At the Clinton Hall on the fairgrounds. It's a little different one. I had no idea what Rabbit Ambassador was last year, and I am more skilled now. So on the livestock side, if you know Livestock Skillathon, it's basically the same thing, but for rabbit contestants, rabbit showmen. So they have a showmanship part. They have breed identification. They have to take a test, a knowledge test. It's everything. So
I think people see us showing big livestock and think that, you know, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And bunnies they look at and maybe think it's not. But people still have ways. I know the bunny doesn't walk around a ring like you do with a sheep or a pig or a steer or whatever.
Yep.
But there are still ways to show bunnies and little animals to chickens. Same way. Yeah.
Yep. And I've watched the showmanship portion of the Rabbit Ambassador last year, and it's a lot of knowledge, too. When you're showing livestock like a calf or a pig or whatnot, they're watching you, how you present that animal. And they can ask you questions too, but a good portion of the showmanship for rabbits is what you know. And, I think that's awesome because, I mean, we were always told growing up, you know, anybody can learn how to be a showman, but you have to do the work behind it. And these rabbit contestants, these rabbit showmen, they do the work behind it. They educate themselves. They practice. Yep. And they are flawless with it. We have multiple Clinton County kids that go to state and do very well at state as well. So it's something to be very proud of in the rabbit community.
And I also think this is another reminder that 4-H is not just for farm kids, because anybody can have a bunny anywhere. If you're in an apartment in New York City, you can have a bunny.
Yeah.
And so I do think this is another great reminder that it's not just for farm kids.
Yeah. And growing up, I actually had a rabbit, and her name was JoJo. And I preferred taking care of my larger animals over that little bunny. She scratched. Clipping toenails was not fun. I mean, she was a great rabbit, but it was.
I had a bunny in college, and after a night of beverages, we would let the bunny out, and there was a long hallway, and that rabbit would take off and jump up and flip in the air. And, of course, after a few beverages, we all laugh. So the rabbit was very much entertainment for a night of friendship as well. So one of the other things I wanted to touch on was the 4-H Award sponsorships, mm-hmm. and we really count on the community to help us out with that.
Yes, and we are still looking for sponsorships. We've just gotten to the point where we're opening it up to, if you have sponsored in the past and have not sent those in yet, it's a free-for-all at this point. So if there's something that you want to sponsor, just ask us, and we'll let you know if it's available, and we'll also get you a list of the stuff that is open at this point right now. But sponsorships just aren't for awards. We have scholarships that we give out. We pay for part of the kids' camp when they go to those. We have to pay extra insurance on the kids during fair week and big trips and stuff like that. So we have a lot of things that go towards the 4-H'ers in more ways than just awards, too.
We'll talk about scholarships because mm-hmm. school is going to be out here. Do we know who is getting our scholarships? Are you allowed to say yet?
So they picked them on Tuesday. I was out yesterday. Cooper had an appointment, but they sent me the list, and I didn't have their numbers memorized on the list, so I'll have to go back and look today.
Announcement. Doggone it. All right.
Yes, but those will be going out. We'll publish those on our Facebook account, too. And I know Clinton Prairie's, I think, is the first senior awards night that we'll be at. So I think that's actually on May 15th. So that's a very busy
well,
night
you guys
for everybody.
Are going to be up all night.
Yes. So I think Clinton Prairie, Rossville, and then Clinton Central. This year we didn't have any Frankfurt seniors, so that was a little different.
Sure. Isaac, what else do we need to know? Anything else that we need to add here today?
No, we kind of covered a lot. There's just some important dates for 4-H'ers to pay attention to, because we're going to be meeting some deadlines here, and we need to get things ready for the fair. So come on in. We'll make sure that we help assist you, and we'll just keep moving along.
So what do you need from the community? What do you need from us other than some of those sponsorships? What else can we do to help you get ready for fair?
We are always looking for volunteers. So if you are someone that loves to help out with youth, and it might just be you want to put on some sort of class for our 4-H members, like cake decorating or sewing or what?
Flower decorating.
Flower arranging, whatever you want. We can find a way to help promote our 4-H'ers and promote you or your business. They're doing stuff like that as well. So any end support, that's a big thing too.
And real quickly, talk about the projects that are not 4-H related. Who is in charge of all of those projects?
So the home ec ladies, our extension homemakers, Brenda Crafton is the head honcho with them. So she's a good person to call, and she's very knowledgeable, and she will answer any questions and help walk you through anything you need.
Because we all think of the 4-H as children, but mm-hmm. yet there's a huge section mm-hmm. for just anyone from of any age. You can be little all the way to, you know, whatever. You can be in your 80s and 90s and still participate in the fair with the other section.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so if people would like information about that, do they contact your office and they can get a hold of that person? How do they do that?
Yeah. So they can call into our office. And we'll direct you to Brenda or whoever's in charge of.
Because they do change some of the categories.
Yep. And we do have their books this year. So I believe we have a couple in the office still. So and I know they're spread out through different businesses here in Frankfurt. So if you're interested in one of those books, you can stop by the office. And we can get you one of those.
You guys are always such a wealth of information, and I know that the next couple of months are going to be long and tiring, but we are thankful for you and for what you do for the youth in our community. Hannah Daniels and Isaac Chavez, both with Purdue Extension. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Do we have any games this week, Sam? Are we done with games this
week?
There's
a game tonight.
Is there a game? Okay.
Yep. Don and Carl will be out there. It's Rossville versus Carroll in baseball, so it should be a good matchup.
And I had somebody ask about the baby, because you don't like to talk about, not that you don't, but you're always focused on sports. So baby's doing well?
Baby's doing great. Yep. He's doing awesome.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for filling in today. We appreciate it.
Of course. And
we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Party Line right here on WILO and Boone's Best at 102.7.